So how is the battle fought? In the Old Testament, praise the Lord, Satan used mainly physical agents. All his warfare, he used physical agents. He used witches, he used men, powers, fight each other. He was using human beings, physical agents. Therefore, they were to be physically destroyed. They were, in the Old Testament, they were physically destroyed. That's why in Exodus chapter 22, verse 18 and verse 19.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Again.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
You are not to allow a witch to be alive. Any man, any woman they discover was into witchcraft, see, it was death. They will stone that person to death. It will stone that witch, stone them to death. Verse 19, another group of people.
Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death.
If you see a man or a woman that will sleep, have sexual union with an animal, kill the person. Any prophet that prophesy false prophecy, kill the prophet. They stone you to death. Oh, glory be to God. In the Old Testament, it was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That's why all the enemies of the nation of Israel were destroyed, physically destroyed. Serpent was physically destroyed. Why? You will catch that in Matthew chapter 18, verse 6 and verse 7.
But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me?
Yes.
It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come.
But
woe to that man by whom the offense cometh.
Offenses will come, but woe. You made the children of God, Adam and Eve, to fall. Satan, serpent, woe to you. If you make any of these children of God now, because they are now childlike, they believe all things and they follow you, and you make them to fall, you are a demon. It's a woe to you. It's better that you tie a stone around your neck and go into Atlantic Ocean and sink there and die than to await what is coming upon that person. That was why Dathan, Korah, and Abiram were destroyed. They were making the life of that minister of God, Moses, to be miserable. They were disturbing his ministry. They were frustrating that man. If God has called your pastor, if you cannot help him to fulfill his ministry, leave that place. Don't create problem in that ministry. What happened to Dathan, Korah, and Abiram will happen to you. Because it is Satan that is motivating you to do that. In the Old Testament, it was physical destruction. But in the New Testament, the war takes another tone under the New Testament. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, 4, 5, and 6.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. You don't use physical things. You don't fight this battle physically. No, you don't do that.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
He said the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. They are mighty through God. What is he saying here? The weapon of our warfare is prayer. If somebody here will catch what I am saying, I am telling you, your Christian life will be better. The weapon of our warfare, they are mighty. Through down to the pulling down of strongholds. Those demons. That's why he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. That is why he said, pray. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, talk about praying always. You have to pray always. And Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, he gave a parable. Let's read it. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, he made a statement.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
That what? Read it again.
That men always ought to pray.
Men always ought to pray and not to relax. Not to be lazy in prayer. Jesus himself was saying it. And since we are talking about spiritual battle, there will also be warfare prayers. Warfare prayers. If Satan is interested in frustrating, it's an assignment of frustrating your progress, then we are going to resist him by certain kind of prayers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, many of us have criticized Mountain of Fire. Fall down, die. Fall down, die. Die by fire. Die, die, die. Die, die, die. Amen. A brother sent me a text when I made mention of this. He said that Mountain of Fire, now he understands that Mountain of Fire, they pray that type of prayer by default. While we are now going to pray that type of prayer by revelation. Hallelujah. Because you will not be looking at the person. Hallelujah. Your approach of prayer will be different. We are to pull down strongholds. We are to destroy those demons. Let me go on. Let me not jump what I want to say. Praise the Lord. There are warfare prayers. That is why Jesus Christ said, "This sign shall follow them that believe." He said, "In my name they shall cast out devils." That's why we do deliverance prayers. Every Tuesday, our ministers come here to conduct deliverance. They are casting out spirits. Casting out the works of evil spirits called demons tormenting the people of God. In Luke chapter 10, he told his 70 disciples, "I give thee power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and none shall by any means hurt you." If he gives you power, he's giving you power to destroy them. Destroy serpents. Destroy them. And he said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So all physical and spiritual weapons can only be destroyed through prayers. Through prayers. By what you say. By what you say. And you must add the fact that the type of battle that you confront will determine the type of prayer you will pray. When the battle is against your life, when the battle is to frustrate your well-being, to pull you down, when the battle is to render you on a sick bed, and you find out and you get to know, those battles will only be fought effectively through prayer and fasting. By fasting and prayers. Somebody suffering from depression, If you are going to be released from that spirit, you have to jam it with fasting. Somebody suffering from madness, even you praying for that person, you have to be in prayer. Epilepsy and all these serious sicknesses, you have to go with fasting and prayer. In the New Testament, this is how we fight. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 and verse 39. Now listen very carefully and catch these revelations.
Ye have heard that it has been said
in the Old Testament,
an eye for an eye and a tooth for a
tooth.
That
is how they were fighting in the Old Testament. But
I say unto you,
under grace,
that ye resist not evil.
Uh-huh.
But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek,
uh-huh,
turn to him the other also.
Uh-huh. Go to verse 43.
Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy.
Uh-huh.
But I say unto you,
yes,
love your enemies, bless them that curse you,
uh-huh,
do good to them that hate you,
uh-huh,
and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Now, listen very well. Praise the Lord. Also, Romans chapter 12, I will explain that. Verse 17 to 21. Listen, that is why he said, don't fight.
Recompense to no man evil for evil.
Don't give evil for evil. No eye for an eye. That is not how you will fight this battle.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Yes, read it up to verse 21.
If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men.
Uh-huh.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves,
uh-huh,
but rather give place unto wrath.
Uh-huh.
For it is written,
Listen, what is it written?
Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Leave the battle to God. If vengeance is mine, then how are you to fight the battle? Hand it over to God in prayer. So that you'll understand Proverbs 25, verse 21 and verse 22.
If thine enemy be hungry,
yes,
give him bread to eat.
Uh-huh.
And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink.
If you do that,
for thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head,
uh-huh,
and the Lord shall reward thee.
Can you see how we fight it in the New Testament? Amen. In teaching us to pray, he said, enter thy closet, close the door, and pray. And when you pray secretly, he will reward you openly. That is, the prayer you pray secretly against that enemy by handing him over to God, hallelujah, he will know. He thought that he has finished with you because he slapped you. You didn't revenge. He slapped you second time. That is the meaning. When he said, he slapped you one cheek, he said, turn the other. What he's saying there is that he hit you. Don't revenge. Even if he hit you the second time, don't revenge. But you can run away. It's not saying you should stand there and let him keep hitting you. Praise the Lord. The emphasis there is don't hit back, even if he hits you a second time. How will you deal with your enemy? Openly, show him love. But secretly, hand him over to God. And when you wake up in the morning, you will hear the result of your prayers. For vengeance belongeth unto God. God has made it easy for us. That is the beauty of grace. He has taken over all our battles. He says, stay back and see the salvation of the Lord. Just stay back. Don't fight. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The rest there is, he will take over all the battles that you have against all those demons. And listen, God can answer you by healing you of that sickness that was thrown against you. That demon that is walking all over your body, moving object, it's a demon. It's a spiritual weapon. No science can see. No drug can stop it. Anywhere you go, they'll say staphylococcus. They call it one name, call it one name. Now you know. Waste of local, so they waka everywhere. Go back. Anytime you want to sleep, that time it will worry you. It's a demon. And God can heal. Now, God can even kill that person that Satan is using. And it has happened several times. That's why you will hear that some uncles, you will hear prophecy here. The Lord said, between now and so time, that man, and call his name, that he's going down. God is not telling you to go and kill him. He said, vengeance belongs to me, and this is how I will avenge for you. He will die. God can do that. Praise the Lord. God can paralyze somebody for your sake in answer to your prayers. Paralyze the person. Oh, praise the Lord. He can do it. You will hear somebody say, amen. They travel, the Wakago is going on a journey of no return. That is the thing where they go do, it will backfire on him. Haman dog prepare a gallow for a seed of God, Mordecai. It was 3 days prayer. No food, no water. They committed the battle to the Lord. And we saw how a man became the victim. Praise the Lord. He cannot decide to just disgrace the enemy. He cannot decide to put the enemy too busy to think or remember you. Therefore, pray without ceasing. So what? How are we going to overcome this? Listen, if you can catch this and practice this, then you'll understand. Amen. You know, I keep making a statement. This God is very wonderful. Every service, I will make a pronouncement. This year will end better than last year ended. You say amen. But we don't know how it will happen. God is not leading us to how it will happen. Demonology. Pray without ceasing. Now, this is what it means. Every day, make your warfare prayers. Make warfare prayers daily. Every day. And do it at the right time. There is preventive prayers and there is curative prayers. And prevention is better than cure. Therefore, from now on, throughout your Christian life, wherever you're listening to me, listen very well. Let me give you some of the time you pray warfare prayer. And what is warfare prayer? It's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let this happen. Let this not happen. Let this happen or let this not happen. That's all. Let this happen or let this not happen in the name of Jesus. And if it has already come, then let this thing that is working against me go by fire. And it will go by fire. Let it be destroyed, and it will be destroyed. Now listen very well. Just some of them. Let me just list some of them, for instance, as an example. Before you go to bed, do warfare prayer. As I lie down to sleep, any demon that shall attempt to enter this room and disturb my sleep, let the angel of the Lord cut off the head, destroy their powers. After you have thanked God for the day, pray that prayer before you go to bed. And when you wake up, do warfare prayer. Before you sleep, warfare prayer. When you wake up, warfare prayer. Why will you wake up and pray? Because you may have seen some dream. The dream is either good or bad. If it is good, oh glory be to God. You enforce it. Nothing will stop it. I cover with the blood of Jesus. This dream must come to pass. Amen. And close your mouth. Don't say it to anybody around. If it's a good dream, have your book where you write them down. Don't wake up and say, hey, honey, I saw the money. My money just fall from heaven. Billions on the floor. You have spoken it. The demon hanging around you has heard it. Then you say, why is this dream not coming to pass? But the bad one come to pass quickly. It's that same demon too that makes sure it come to pass quickly. And it succeeds because you didn't stop him with your prayers when you saw the bad ones. Cancel it. Before you travel, warfare prayer. After you arrive, warfare prayer. Because that vehicle, you don't know what evil is trying to follow that vehicle. When you are going for any business meeting, pray before you go. And after the business meeting, pray again to solidify what you agreed. If not, after you go, they will change their mind. Before you leave your house and go out, warfare prayer. And when you come back home, warfare prayer. Before you go to any social gathering, people have gone to social gatherings and eating food, and they come back, they call it food poisoning, vomit and die. And why you must also pray before you sleep is there are people that slept and didn't wake up. Too many reasons because they are there with all manner of imaginations to frustrate us. Before you go to church, warfare prayer. That nothing will steal my blessing from me today as I'm going to church. And after service, after all the amen, amen, amen you receive, before you close that service, praise the Lord, so you are going, and while you are going home, be saying, all my blessings today shall abide. Nothing will stop it. I must testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit will say, and if you do warfare prayer like that, if there's any witch in that compound, they will react. All of a sudden, you just see your neighbor fighting you. Somebody called me and said that the neighbor said, I will kill you. If you don't stop that nonsense prayer, you disturb my sleep in the night. You disturb my sleep. And he said he prays. He's living with some people in his room. They don't even know when he's praying. But the man in the next room is disturbing and threatening to pray. He said, Pastor, what will I do? I said, go and register that complaint in a police station. Go there and tell them that this man is threatening my life because I am praying. And then the police will put his name there, make him write on that ticket. If anything happened to this man, we will catch you since you have threatened to kill him. And anybody that threatens your life, especially in this time where life has no value again, if it just directly or indirectly threatening you, go and report so that you will be the first suspect if anything happens to you. While you now handle it spiritually, praise the Lord. Before you eat any food, you pray. And after you have eaten, pray. I'm saying warfare prayer. After you have thanked God for that situation, the next thing, don't end your prayer without taking some warfare prayer points. So all of you that cannot pray for more than 5 minutes, I hope you can, she say, you can pray for 1 hour and you are not satisfied yet. Praise the Lord. Don't go and they put food before you. Hungry, they wire you. You never pray. What is this? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Where did you see that in the Bible? Is that prayer? The reason is because the Bible says, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is the reason. Pray. Everything before you do anything, pray. Marriage ceremonies. Before you go for that traditional marriage, pray. After the traditional marriage, pray. After the church blessing, wedding, whatever you people call it, white wedding, pray. Before it, pray. After it, pray, because you don't know who are who. Angels, demons are everywhere if you are a Christian. That's why some people, after marriage, trouble will start. When you were caught, you love yourself. So then after marriage, cat and rat for house. Something happened. Christians, brother, sister, when you marry newly, you and your husband, let your honeymoon first be go to a camp, withdraw, and commit that marriage to the Lord in prayer. Warfare prayer. After that, you can go for your honeymoon. Do so. That's why many people have delay in marriages. That's delay. I mean, delay in a fruit of the womb after marriage. Some of those gifts they give you are not ordinary gifts. Therefore, you gather all the gifts. Pour Holy Ghost fire all of them before you begin to use them. Praise the Lord. Before you go for any interview, pray. You don't know the demon that is following you to go there. You say, I don't receive favor anywhere. And after the interview, pray. When you submit any documents anywhere for approval, anything you're looking for, including quotation, pray before you submit, and pray after you have submitted them. When you receive a prophecy, hallelujah, pray, continually pray. Nothing will delay this prophecy from coming to pass. The same thing with dreams. Hallelujah. After your marriage, or when you are now planning to get pregnant, sister, pray warfare prayer before you take in. And after you have taken in, continuously, warfare prayer until you deliver. And after you deliver, pray warfare prayer over that child. Don't wait until the day of dedication. You start the dedication with a warfare prayer. Because so many hands will come and touch that baby. You don't know who is who. Praise the Lord. Before you go to the hospital for surgery, pray. And after the surgery, pray. After thanking God, you must join welfare prayers on top. You go to buy drug. Most of those drugs in this part of the world are fake. And some doctors give wrong prescriptions. So pray before anything enters your mouth, whether now food or drug. Pray before it enters your body. All medical treatment. Even before you go to that hospital, pray, because some of those nurses and doctors are demons. You enter, finish, they will just reject you. Say, sister, they go. Don't be here. They go. They go say, why now? You forgot the welfare prayer when you pray. Now they walk. Be thanking God and go back. Go and look for another hospital. All of us that go and buy Bendan supermarket, first grade, second grade. You don't know who used them before. Therefore, when you buy and finish, pray before you start using them. Don't just go and iron and press it. They say, that first grade, though. You don't know whether that first grade demon too, they're there. Pray. And before you give out any gift to anybody, pray. Because my brother from Canada just sent a message through Prophet Timothy this morning that in a dream, he's facing a lot of problems there in Canada. He's still waiting for his documents after so many years. In a dream, somebody came to him and was telling him that somebody collected 5,000 naira from you. That is what he used against you. Somebody here, the enemy will not use your kindness against you in the name of Jesus. Make sure you pray. Make sure you pray before you give out money to those people at home in the village, including those beggars that you wind down your glass and say, take. The least you can do is take, I give you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some phone calls that when a particular number, when he calls, your spirit will check you. You will pray first. In Jesus' name. Just one word of prayer. I cover this phone. I cover this discussion with the blood of Jesus. Hello? And they say, well, you stake himself. The person there, if he mean evil, he will cut off the phone. Do all. Whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's telling you, whatever you do, pray. That's the meaning of that statement. Pray. Always. For the weapon of our warfare, they are mighty through God. Always plead the blood. Because that is where the overcoming power is. That is where our protection is. In your warfare prayer, don't forget, I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Let that blood speak for me as I go for this journey. I sprinkle this bus with the blood of Jesus. I come in here under the blood of Jesus. This, no demon will disturb this journey. Pray. When you enter there, bow down your head and pray. They don't have to hear you, but say something. Hallelujah. And above all, remain under the blood. It is only he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High that shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ is our place of refuge. When you step out of mercy, you have stepped out of God's protection. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, break the edge and serpent will bite you. Church, if God be for us, who will be against us? Demonology. Spiritual warfare. You now know who a demon is. You will not know how to package your prayers. Even your mother can be a demon that Satan is using against you. Your father can be the demon. Your brother, your husband, your wife. Anybody at all. Any agency. Anybody. Imagine, he used a king against his people. He can use your husband against you. He can use your wife and be tormenting your peace in that marriage, in that house. But don't face them physically. Don't break the marriage because of that. Go and report the matter to the Lord. In spiritual warfare. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.